It's Breastfeeding Awareness Week, and we've been looking at the benefits and the difficulties that people encounter when they decide to breastfeed. The World Health Organization recommends colostrum. That's the milk that's produced at the end of pregnancy, and they say it's the perfect start for a baby. It can reduce the chances of respiratory and gastrointestinal illnesses in babies, as well as protect against obesity in later life. It can also reduce a mum's chance of having breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and osteoporosis, and help get mums back into their pre-pregnancy clothes quicker. And best of all, it's free.
I'm Jo Smith. My baby is Amy and she is 6 weeks old tomorrow. So yes, I'm kind of finally getting my head around the fact that I'm a mum. It's such an overwhelming time anyway, because you're just realising that you've produced this little baby and managed to push it out as well. So it kind of is all tied up with that overwhelming feeling. But also it's really special to just think, actually, this baby actually wants something that I can provide for her, and yeah, that was really nice.
Earlier this week, we looked at how not everyone finds breastfeeding easy at first, but there is support available. All over Oxfordshire, there are breastfeeding support groups where mums can go and meet other mums, get support from each other, and support from professionals armed with hints and tips about making breastfeeding easier. I met Judy and 3-month-old Karis at a breastfeeding support group in Whitney.
We're currently mixed feeding, so that means we breastfeed some of the time and we use formula some of the time. So I found breastfeeding really, really tricky for weeks and weeks and weeks, and expressing didn't help. So we use the formula to give me a break, and that works really well for us. You have to work as a team, so it relies on your baby being able to latch and wanting to latch, and so it can be really tricky. I think formula is more difficult than breastfeeding, actually, because you have to have it the right temperature, you have to measure out the ounces correctly, and you have to think about it all in advance, whereas breastfeeding, I can just get on with it wherever I am, whatever time she needs. And also, I think formula restricts you to a specific amount, whereas if she's a little bit more hungry that day, I can give her more and she can just take as much as she needs from me.
This Sunday on our sister station Jack FM, we're talking more about breastfeeding. You can hear full interviews with new mums as well as health visitors and breastfeeding support counsellors on the Sunday Roast from 9 a.m. In the meantime, if you'd like more information about the support that's available for parents in Oxfordshire, just go to glidefm.co.uk or search breastfeeding at nhs.uk.